Grief expert David Kessler writes, "By now, we have lost something. For some, it is a loved one, a friend, or a job. For many others, it is our plans, weddings and graduations canceled, retirements postponed, the first hugs of a new grandchild pushed into the future. Above all, we have lost our sense of certainty, safety, and in our future. We have lost our ability to make plans and control our lives. We may not realize it, but we are grieving." Recently, our granddaughter formally graduated from Tampa University. The university held a virtual ceremony while we watched it a half a country away. Our first grandchild was born recently in Baltimore. We've seen her only in emails, but not held her. The birth of a child is epic in family life. As of now, it's been only a virtual event, nothing hands-on. The aspirations of our daily lives are assuming the character of reality shows, robbing us of our experience in reality by melting events down into digital images. Our grandson is a graduate of Peabody Institute in Baltimore. His fiancée is also a graduate. Both are intimately woven into the fabric of the classical community. They asked me to perform their marriage in the library of Peabody Institute. I was thrilled to be asked. The event would have been filled with grand music performed by skilled artists. The event now has an uncertain future. For some, they will not be able to say goodbye to loved ones who may be taken by the coronavirus. The fears of infection will prohibit contact. Our grief will not have the closure that funerals frequently provide. And funerals like weddings, graduations, and births gain significance as community events. They celebrate life and confirm our common humanity. When the pandemic is over, will it really be over? Will our world look anything like the one we left? In 1950, the Korean War broke out. I was hospitalized with a hernia. Today, this surgery is an in and out. Then I was a week in the hospital. I remember feeling cut off during the convalescence. However, I was confident that after my convalescence ended, I'd return to my world, the same one I left before the hospitalization. The thought energized me, and I eagerly anticipated getting out to be with my friends. It's different now. I have no idea today how my world will be when the pandemic is finally under control. In the 1950s, my social landscape remained the same and stable during my lockdown. Now, my social landscape changes before me. What will I be returning to? I suspect, next to the prospect of being exposed to or infected with the coronavirus, the profound uncertainty about the future is the piece of our lives that is most unnerving. We grieve a lost past while facing an uncertain future. George Merrill, On the Shore.